Live from WGCU News, I'm Rachel Iacovone. A class coming up in January at Florida Gulf Coast University has been getting national attention as of late. Professor Ted Thornhill says his upcoming white racism sociology class will, in part, quote, examine racist ideologies, laws, policies, and practices that have operated for hundreds of years to maintain white racial domination over those racialized as non-white and dethrone white supremacy, end quote. FGCU President Dr. Mike Martin released a statement yesterday about the class. He told WGCU's Mike Canary he's using the letter to respond to the emails he's been getting about the class.
It was just in response to quite a little bit of buzz we're getting from the outside in particular, a little bit internally, about a course being taught in sociology that has a title that's a little provocative, shall we say, maybe controversial. And I just wanted to let people know that this is what universities do. I mean, universities take on controversial topics. But we also expect our students to be engaged in a spirited conversation. And this isn't an indoctrination. This is a conversation for them to think critically about a critical issue. And that's what we do. And so I just wanted people to understand that there is a culture and a mission and a set of parameters that make a university work, one of which is academic freedom. And I'm not going to get in the business unless people get way out of bounds of trying to manipulate the coursework offered by legitimately good professors that engage our students. And I just want to send that message. Now, I understand the angst out there. I really do. What I'm disappointed about in the angst is that people have responded to two words, white racism, and haven't taken the time to read the course content. And that seems to me to be somewhat I'm not quite sure how to – I don't want to be pejorative, but I don't think that's fully responsible. It's a little irresponsible. Maybe that's the best term, to react to two words without taking the time to understand what really is the content of the course and why it's being offered. But I just want to make a statement about who we are and what I care about.
Do you think what you just alluded to with, you know, responding to the title, not the full story, is a sort of sign of the times?
Oh, I don't think there's any question there's a sign of the times. I think that's why we're offering the course. And I do think there's a response to that. And it's unfortunate because people have taken it as though it's a personal attack on them given a race that they didn't get to choose. They just happened to be born into. And that's not what it's about. It's about the history of systematic and institutional racism, at least in part reflecting the relationship between a white population and a non-white population. And there's some pretty good evidence in the history that that has happened. I can find nothing in the history that suggests that black folks enslaved white folks for 250 years. I can find no evidence that a group of Jewish people systematically killed 6 million German Catholics. There is a history out there worth reflecting on. So I hope everyone will step back and say, first, it's not a required course. It's an optional course for students. They filled up the course, so there's interest in it. And it's a chance to, for them to be critical thinkers about some historic events that we all need to think about from time to time. But this was never a condemnation as far as I know. And I just wanted to go on record as saying that's where academic freedom has to be employed. Simple as that.
That was FGCU President Dr. Mike Martin speaking with WGCU's Mike Canary about a statement he released yesterday in response to the national attention an upcoming sociology class titled White Racism is Receiving. To read President Martin's statement, visit our website at wgcunews.org.